What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled What Happened in Nashville, Tennessee. The terrorist attack that happened in Nashville, Tennessee recently is proof that God has disgraced the Jews. So for those of you guys who don't know, there was a terrorist attack that took place in a school for kids, obviously, where this transgender, I think it was a he to a she or a she to a he, whatever the case was, it was a transgender kid. And that kid had a manifesto to kill Christian people because, you know, transgenders being Satan worshippers, they hate, you know, people who actually have morals. So this is why this transgender terrorist went up to shoot a kid's school with the hopes of other people following in their footsteps. Now, if you guys remember a couple of years ago, 2019, August of 2019, I went to the White House. I was traveling across America from here all the way up to New York. And I went to the White House. I was at the White House lawn outside, guys. And I made a video telling you guys that terrorist attacks will increase even more. Now, back then, it was all about Muslims, right? It was Muslim terrorist attacks were the thing, if you guys remember that, right? ISIS, I don't know, Daesh or Al-Qaeda. It was pretty much Muslim terrorist attacks. And, you know, I said those terrorist attacks will only increase. Now, kind of like TFM, I was a little bit early to the party because we were going from Muslim terrorist attacks to transgender terrorist attacks, and we made a pit stop with Scamarona, right? You know, for a period of about 3 years, Scamarona dominated the news and pretty much paralyzed everything. Now that we have exited from Scamarona, we are going back into terrorist attacks, but this time, instead of using Muslims, we are using transgenders. Now, here's what you guys need to understand. See, the Jews want a big, big civil war. They want an out, okay? Meaning that they want a cover for them to destroy America without it being realized that the Jews are the ones who are responsible for America, for the destruction of America, that is. So, if you guys remember during the height of ISIS and all that stuff, it was all about clash of civilizations. The Jews wanted a clash of civilization. They wanted white Christian people to go out and kill Muslims. In fact, the Jews said Muslims should be rounded up, concentration camps, kind of like the Japanese. You know, Bill Handel, who's a radio host on KFI 640, said that Muslims should adopt a FBI agent. They even printed up, you know, they even printed out a fake hunter's permit that says hunting license to kill Muslims, unlimited bag, meaning that you can kill all the Muslims you want and it does not expire. So the Jews really, really, really wanted that clash of civilization between Muslims and white Christian people. Now, unfortunately for the Jews, God in the Quran says to the Jews, you're always kindling the fire of war. I am always extinguishing it for you. This is why the Jews did not get the clash of civilizations that they desperately needed with Islam. In fact, quite the opposite happened. Today, there are people talking about white Sharia. Today, there are people in the manosphere saying Islam was right. Today, you have guys like TFM who are rooting for the Taliban. So not only did God foil and disgrace the Jews, he did a total 180 where Islam emerged as something to be championed. And this is how God works in mysterious ways, as we all know. Now, a quick note about Andrew Tate, guys. Andrew Tate is a CIA asset. His job is to pretty much destroy Islam from within. I'll be making a separate video about that. So you guys have to start using your brain, man. Whatever happened to Islamic terrorism, right? I mean, it's like all of a sudden Islamic terrorism just vanished. I mean, it was like we had a terrorist attack, like what, every week we're having a Muslim terrorist attack, and then all of a sudden when Trump became president, it was like Islamic terrorism just fell off the face of the earth, right? It's because the Jews have to push a different agenda to get the desired results. So what's gonna happen, guys, is that these terrorist attacks of transgenders going after white Christian people, it's only going to increase. Now the $1 trillion question is, how did the Jews get Muslims? How did they get transgender kids to actually go out and kill innocent people? Now if you guys remember, in San Bernardino, there was a Muslim couple. One guy, the husband was fat and the wife was like 5 foot Pakistani, and supposedly they killed 17 people. But the people who were there, they said, we saw with our eyes three people who came in dressed in military gear, probably Mossad, that actually did the killing. So this transgender kid who killed the innocent people, they had him or her on camera. So what happened, guys, is that Mossad used Mossad used patsies for Islamic terrorism, but transgender terrorism is the real thing. Okay, you guys need to understand, in Islam there is no such thing as mental illness. Mental illness in Islam doesn't exist. Look, I get it. If you're like Coach Bitchpale and your mama hit you upside your head one too many times and you're retarded, okay, that's traumatic brain injury. That's something else altogether. But if you're a normally healthy person and you're like, I want to chop my dick off, that's Maradon Al Alb. You see, these transgender people out there, they suffer from Maradon Al Alb, which is Arabic for disease of the heart. When you have Maradon Al Alb, aka disease of the heart, God only increases that disease of the heart. In other words, that disease will consume you until it ultimately destroys you. What you guys need to understand is God was supporting Islam because the Jews were trying to disgrace Islam, okay? But God is not gonna defend the faggot trannies. This is why I'm telling you guys, I think we're gonna see white Christian people losing it, and quite frankly, rightly losing it, when it comes to these faggot trannies murdering their children and what have you, because that's the real terrorism there. Islam was never ever a terroristic threat to anybody. Now, you guys remember that the Jews, they always portrayed this guy on Fox News. I think Tucker Carlson even interviewed him. By the way, guys, Tucker Carlson is controlled opposition. If you guys think Tucker Carlson is real, I have a bridge in Key West I'd like to sell to you. Russell Brand, Alex Jones, that fat pig, you know, Glenn Beck, they're all controlled oppositions. You know, Glenn Beck came out yesterday and he said the elites are destroying our country. Bro, you think Jeff Bezos is twirling his mustache saying, hey, how'd I shoot up a school? Jeff Bezos is worried about his girlfriend riding DiCaprio's dick. He doesn't give a flying fuck what goes on with tranny faggots and shit like that, okay? It's the Jews who are responsible for everything wrong and bad in this great country of ours. It's not Jeff Bezos and Michael Dell, okay? It's the Jews, but nobody would ever say that because, again, they're all controlled opposition. Get that through your mind. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. The Jews do not shine a light on you unless you're one of two things: controlled opposition or useful idiots. Other than that, guys, the Jews will make sure that nobody even knows that you exist. Don't believe me? Go on Google, type in MGTOW. MGTOW TV does not show up, okay? Try to advertise MGTOW. Doesn't show up. So what I'm telling you guys out there is that if the Jews don't have control over you, and at the same time you're not a retard, they're gonna do everything they can to make sure people don't know that you exist, because you are the real threat to them. Now think about it, guys, okay? You're probably asking, Amr, why is it that the Jews want a clash of civilization? Why is it that they want bloodshed? I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again. Think of the Jews as a scammer who scammed you, and now they need an exit, right? Have you guys seen Ocean's 11, where they like rob casinos, stuff like that? So, okay, so let's say you robbed the casino. Now you want to get out of the casino. You want a distraction, right? That's exactly what the Jews are. The Jews pretty much destroyed America. Now the Jews want an exit, okay? Now if the Jews were honest with you like I am, the Jews will come out and they say, hey Goy, ever since we got our paws on your currency back in 1912, we have systematically set up America to be destroyed. You're 30 plus trillion dollars in debt because of us. We stole trillions of dollars from you, gave it to the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel. We killed or maimed millions of your fighting men in wars for the past 100 years, so the Zionist state can reign supreme. We turned your kids into tranny faggots. We turned your women into degenerate feminists. Pretty much everything wrong and bad in America is because of us. Now, needless to say, if the Jews were honest with you and they came out and they told you that, you would not like it. Furthermore, if the Jews were really honest, they would tell you, hey man, we no longer have a use for you Americans anymore, so can you please go kill yourself? This is what you guys need to understand. I've said this before and I said it again. If you goyim were to commit suicide right now, that would be the best thing to happen for the Jews, because think about it, the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, will be supreme. All these countries out there that are now like, fuck you America, we're gonna use our own currency, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Russia, China, they're all on Team Zionism. You guys have to understand, the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, will reign supreme, and all these other countries that are getting on their bandwagon, they'll be their goy minions, okay? So America is a special country because, let's be honest, you know, we have more faith in this country than in any other country out there. We have morals, ethics, and values, like Hammerhand says, and we have guns. So of all the countries out there, America is the only country that's a legitimate threat to the Jews. Now, Islam tells us the Jews will ultimately be exterminated. That's what Islam says. Now, just so we can be clear, are we talking about Martin Goldberg, Halsey, Brother Nathaniel, and me? No. We're talking about the Mark Zuckerbergs. We're talking about the George Soros, the ones who are really responsible for all the bad things happening. Those are the ones who are going to be exterminated. In fact, Islam tells us the extermination of these people is going to be so glorious that rocks and trees are going to talk and say, faithful believer of God, there's a Jew hiding behind me, come and kill him. Now, are rocks and trees gonna talk? Absolutely not. This is just foretelling by Islam that when the people finally find out what I, Amr Mitwali, know, it's gonna be an utter bloodshed, genocide of the Jews. And again, we're not talking, you know, Shlomo, the daily owner. We're talking the people are really responsible for all this. Now, here's what you guys need to understand. Before we get to the point of exterminating the Jews, a lot of people have to die, okay? See, we are here, we need to get here, okay? From us to go from here to here, a lot of bad things are gonna happen in this time frame. Why? A lot of people out there need to die. Think about it. When Jesus comes back, he's not gonna do what he did 2,000 years ago, okay, guys? Jesus is not gonna try to spread the message. He's not gonna try to do anything. Effectively speaking, Jesus will come back at the tail end of the Zionist. He's not gonna come back and, you know, help you fight, okay? That's the job of the Mahdi. The Mahdi in Islam means the guided one. And it's not Andrew Tate. I know a lot of retards out there think Andrew Tate is the Mahdi. Some people think Hamza, the curry sale scammer, might be the Mahdi. These are all CIA assets. These are all scammers. By the way, guys, I wouldn't be surprised if Andrew Tate comes out, you know, end of Ramadan as our Ramadan gift, you know. All praise to Allah. Andrew Tate is released during at the end of Ramadan. So, you know, they're trying to push Andrew Tate as the Muslim Mahdi, when in reality he's misleading the Muslims. I mean, Hammerhand exposed Andrew Tate for doing a video where Andrew Tate said if you had a choice between an ugly woman and a hot tranny, take the damn tranny. It's like, no, that's haram on every level, you know. If a man and a man sleep together like a man sleeps with a woman, the penalty is death. So there you go, guys. Andrew Tate is purposely misleading the Muslim people. And what does Andrew Tate tell you? You're a brokey. What color is your Lambo? Do you think God cares if you have a Lambo or not? Do you think God cares if you're poor or not? At the end of the day, what's your character like? At the end of the day, what good in this world did you do in the name of God? You know, having a Lambo or a Bugatti does nothing in the name of God. So I'll be making a video about Andrew Tate later on. But the point that I'm trying to get to you guys is that the Muslim Mahdi, who means the guided one, you know, some people think the Mahdi has supernatural powers, like he can make it rain and he can, you know, create tornadoes and dust balls. No, the Mahdi is just going to be a regular human being, except he's going to be put in a leadership position. So imagine somebody like Sheikh Imran Hussein, but 40 years younger. That's all there is to it. And the Mahdi is going to be of Middle Eastern descent. That way people can, because here's the thing you need to understand, at the end of the day, guys, people look at religion as a Middle Eastern thing, which actually it is. So you really can't have an Indian or a black dude or even a white dude representing religion. At the end of the day, the Mahdi is going to be a descendant of Abraham. So obviously it's going to be a dark-skinned Middle Eastern person. That's going to be the Mahdi. And again, the Mahdi means guided one. Again, he doesn't have super duper powers. He's just going to be somebody who is going to be very knowledgeable about religion, and he's going to be guided by God to righteousness, and he's going to guide the people who are willing to listen to him. So it's going to be the Mahdi, you know, that point that we go from here to here and a lot of bad things are going to happen in the middle. The Mahdi is the one who's going to be guiding us through that. So what do you want from now until the return of the Son of Mary and the extermination of the Jews? Well, what do you and I do? Get the fuck out of the West. A lot of people have got to die, and I'm going to tell you why. You see, when Jesus, the King of Kings, comes back, guess what? We can't have Shaniqua, Shenani, Yolanda, Tiandra around anymore. Imagine this degenerate woman, you know, twerking, you know, in front of Jesus, okay? You cannot have debauchery when the Son of Mary comes back. So a lot of people out there need to die. Even people out there who are not necessarily bad people, but they're just wishy-washy, like a lot of Muslims are, okay? You see, God in the Quran says, Abadi Salahun, Yarusul Ard. my slaves who are righteous will inherit the earth. See, the Jews, they lie and they say, oh, the meek will inherit the earth. Well, what does it mean to be meek? It simply means to be the victim. This is why the Jews are always pushing this victim narrative, so you can pity them, give them money, but in reality they are plotting against you. For example, you know, how many of us pitied transgender people, and look at what the transgender people did, right? It's only gonna get worse. So you can be King David, the mightiest king on the face of the planet, and still be righteous, yet you can be a 5'1" woman and you could be a total horrible evil person. Just ask all the men who've been to divorce courts. So my slaves who are righteous will inherit the earth, not the meek, not the victims, the righteous. So you have to be consciously of the righteous for you to be here when the Son of Mary comes back. Everybody else, you gotta go. Even if you're not necessarily a bad person, Islam tells us a lot of people will die. They're not gonna be necessarily bad people. They're just not worthy of being here when the Messiah comes back. So what you guys want to do from here until the time the Messiah comes back is that you need to get the fuck out of the West. That's what you need to do, okay? You can't be in America anymore, okay? You can't be in the West anymore, you know? I know TFM talks about, you know, going to Alaska. Here's the deal about living in remote areas by yourself is that unless you have grown up there, unless you know the lay of the land, being a city slicker and then deciding to live high up in the mountains away from it all on your own isn't gonna work out. In fact, one of our brothers here on MGTOW TV, he gave me a video that he told me to use. It's a video of his land in the middle of nowhere. I'm gonna be doing a voiceover as he shows us, you know, his land, because it's not gonna be that easy, guys, you know. So unless you're like born into that type of lifestyle, well, you can farm and hunt in Alaska or wherever, us city slickers trying to replicate that type of life is gonna be next to impossible. If anything, we're going to be a liability. I mean, if the internet goes away, guys, I, Amr Mitwali, am more useless than Coach Bitchpill. You know, at least Coach Bitchpill, when the sun goes down, he can put on a wig, go to the local truck stop, and call himself Georgia Free, you know? So, what you guys need to understand, and this is what Islam also tells us, when this time comes, you need to be with the Taliban, okay? The word Taliban in Arabic is the same thing as the word Talmid in Hebrew, okay? The Jews have Talmid Chacham, which means student of the wise. The Taliban are students of, obviously, God, not Satan, okay? So you guys out there, you will need to be with the Taliban, whether that's the Taliban of Afghanistan, the Taliban of the Jews, or the Taliban of the Christians. You need to be with religious people who are actually students of God, not fucking Joel Osteen, okay? Not Mufti Mink, and definitely not Mufti Mink. That guy's also another son of a bitch. So, the bottom line here, guys, is that the Jews want war. They just want that cover to destroy America, and the Jews can get out safely. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are saying, hey, Amr, why can't the Jews all hop on a plane and go to the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, and say, sorry, America, we fucked up your country. We don't care anymore. Well, America has nukes, you know. We'll nuke the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, you know, off the map if we found out the truth. So what the Jews have to do is they have to destroy America. They have to weaken America. Again, it's like, look at this left hand over here, guys. Look at this left hand, you know. What's the right hand doing, guys, you know? Well, obviously the right hand is holding up the camera, but the point I'm trying to tell you is the Jews are like, oh, look, WAP, you know, wet ass pussy. Oh, look, transgender. Oh, look, Islamic terrorism. oh, look, Andrew Tate getting arrested. Oh, look, Kanye West, you know. And Kanye West, guys, he's in on it, okay? If you think Kanye West went mentally ill and that he was anti-Jews, nah, Kanye West is in on it. Again, the Jews don't shine a light on you unless you're either controlled opposition or you are a stupid idiot like the Passport Bros and Black Lives Matters. So at the end of the day, you guys out there have got to understand, man, things will get worse. CBDC will be introduced in a couple of months. The U.S. government wants to introduce a bill where VPNs would be illegal and you'll spend 20 years in prison if you have a VPN. Heck, even TFM said the Chinese don't have a law against VPN. So eventually, America will become worse than China. You know, I think they passed a law in Utah saying for you to get on social media, you need to have enter your identification on social media. So the government, they want to track you with a CBDC. They want to track you with having your information out there on the internet. The government wants to do everything it can to put you in prison. They want to do everything they can to murder you. They want to do everything they can to make you despondent, because the government knows, okay? The government knows they done fuck up. You guys need to understand, Pharaoh was at his most arrogant when the sea parted, okay? You see, Jews don't take L's, and that includes me. When we had catastrophic failures with MGTOW TV in the early stages, did I take the L? Nope. When I couldn't afford to pay for the hosting, did I take the L? No. We just become more brazen in what we do. Now, the difference between me and Mark Zuckerberg, other than the fact I'm not that fugly, is that I get my morals from God. So if you have God on your side, you know, God willing, you will be ultimately successful. Now, the Jews, on the other hand, because, you know, they worship Satan, God and Satan actually work together to mislead the Jews to their demise. So the Jews will become more and more and more brazen up until literally they're gonna be dead, okay? Pharaoh did not believe in the God of Moses until the ocean came crashing down on him, and that's when Pharaoh said, I now believe in the God of Moses. And God said, sorry buddy, too late, you're gonna go to the hellfire. That's exactly what's gonna happen to the Jews. The Jews, like Pharaoh, they'll only become more and more brazen, more and more evil, up to the literal millisecond until God steps in and kills them. Okay, this is what you guys out there have got to understand. So until that happens, you guys need to get the hell out of America, because I'm telling you guys, probably by fall, a lot of bad things are going to happen. They're going to bring in the social credit score, CBDC. They're going to track everything you do on the internet. You know, they're going to fine you. They're going to throw you in prison. You know, the U.S. government pretty much wants to bankrupt you and wants to throw you in prison. By the way, you guys out there who are like sick and tired of fucking America, go to Afghanistan. Trust me when I tell you this, the Taliban will not deport you back to America. Let me say this one more time. If you guys are genuinely sick and tired of America, go to Afghanistan. The Taliban will not deport you. The Taliban will not obey America. Okay, so for those of you guys out there who are like, well, I don't have a second citizenship, I don't have a residency permit, you know, I guess I'm stuck here in America, go to Afghanistan, live there. You know, Afghanistan is a very poor country, which is actually a good thing, because that means you can live on a very, very meager salary over there. And by the way, guys, I actually looked into it. Thanks to the stupidity of the American government, not only does Afghanistan have some of our best weaponry, but they also have some of our best accommodations. For example, when America was pumping trillions of dollars into Afghanistan to turn it into a feminist utopia, a lot of Afghani business people, they built all these homes, all these apartments, because they thought Afghanistan was going to turn into like fucking Qatar or UAE, one of those Arab countries where feminism runs rampant. And unfortunately for them, that didn't happen. So when America bailed, a lot of these Afghan businessmen, they're like, fuck it, and they went to Turkey. So there are a lot of apartments in Afghanistan right now, really nice apartments. You can rent them for like $100-$150 a month, fucking cheaper than Mexico, you know, cheaper than Colombia. And that's good shit, you know, that's on American standards. And I'm going to tell you why. Because when America spent 20 years in Afghanistan, a lot of European, American, and Western nationals and NGOs, which is really nothing more, you know, NGO stands for non-government organization, which is bullshit. It's pretty much CIA trying to get feminism into Afghanistan. So a lot of feminists, a lot of Western diplomats, nationals, they went to live in Afghanistan. And of course, you know, they had to have American standard housing. So now that America lost Afghanistan, there's a lot of American standard housing in Afghanistan that nobody is living in because the people there can't afford it. So if you're making $500 a month, guys, you can probably live good in Afghanistan. You know, go on Upwork.com, become a freelancer, man. I mean, how hard is it for you to become a copywriter? Even if you're making fucking $20 a day on the internet, copywriting, proofreading, that's what, $600 a month? You guys can probably live off of $500-$600 in Afghanistan. So for you guys out there who are like, you know, I can't go to another country, whatever, just go to Afghanistan, guys. Just go there. Trust me, the Taliban will not deport you back to America, okay? This is why you guys need to be with the Taliban. You need to be with people who fear God, not Washington, D.C., like Sheikh Imran Hussein always been telling you guys. So, bottom line here, guys, expect the Jews and their going minions to become more brazen. Expect things to become worse. Expect the local tranny population to become even more militant and terroristic. And at the end of the day, guys, not only did God disgrace the Jews, but he actually uplifted Islam into a very, very high status right now. I mean, when you get TFM, you know, TFM joined the military to kill the Taliban. Now he's rooting for the Taliban. So what the hell does that tell you guys, you know? And is it because we Muslims are awesome sauce? No, it's not. It's, you see, you know, God in the Torah, he said, and I don't know if this is actually accurate because the Jews are known to mess around with the Torah, but there's a verse in the Torah where God says, you guys are not inheriting the Holy Land because how awesome sauce you are. You are inheriting the Holy Land simply because how evil the Canaanites are. So a lot of times, guys, you don't become a stellar person because of who you are, but simply of how evil your enemy is. Today, you got people actually looking up to Islam simply based because how evil the U.S. government is. And again, this is how God rolls. You know, God works in mysterious ways. But at the end of the day, guys, you need to keep in mind, things will get worse. They will not get better if you continue deciding to live in the West. So if you can, go live high up in the mountains, away from it all. You can do that in Colombia, I believe. And the best place really to be would probably be Afghanistan, in all honesty. So anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.